if you look at Lewis from the air, it's a kind of crucible.
This is Lewis.
I mean, the town has a fascinating history.
Wrapped with sacking, soaking paraffin and burn.
If you're going to burn anything, don't burn each other, don't burn locals. That's not good for the town.
Well, if you're born and bred Louisian, you're either bonfire or you're not.
I don't know whether you've ever seen The Wicker Man, but it's a rather ferocious example of people in modern times still living by the old ways, you know, rather frightening.
This is Lewis for you. This is Lewis.
There was nobody to, so to speak, be at my elbow when I first came here and warn me about, if you like, the dangers of being in Lewis.
This is Lewis.
Watch November the 5th. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. She said that if you don't really have fun, a sign. Guy Fawkes and so forth. Very much to do with fire, the blowing up of Parliament, the capture and torture of the conspirators who were Catholics. Fire!
I'll take you to burn. Remember, the 5th of November.
The gunpowder treason and plot.
I see no reason why gunpowder treason
should ever be forgot.
If you're born and bred Louisian, you're either bonfire or you're not.
Formerly, the bonfire societies went wild. So the magistrates came in and bound the bonfire societies to certain groups. So we have six bonfire societies.
I'm with the Lewis Borough Bonfire Society.
The very first year I went to see Cliff.
The Cliff was quite a rowdy society.
Now, they don't march with the others, the other bonfire societies.
The Commercial Square Society.
Are the traditional ones, they're family.
South Street was initially the infant society of the Cliff.
In it all the year, from sort of birth to death.
Waterloo.
Bonfire societies, the whole structure of their social life. And I mean, God bless them. If they didn't have that, I don't know what they would have.
We were promised fireworks, not these flickering walls. This is not about exuberance. This has little to do with bright joy. This is an ancient street crowded silently with waiting. The procession still. Smoke from 1,000 torches turning the night medieval. We edge away to the brink of firelight, shade trembling with glowering flame. The old town crackles from the centre out, curled and consumed like a papal bull. Tradition fosters no smiles here. The walls burn black and the shadows prance. A torch for it all. A torch touching the parchment past.
At the beginning of each November the 5th.
The general procession up the high street. They all gather at the war memorial and have their prayers, bonfire
prayers. Pay their respects to the dead of the two world wars. There's a remembrance in there of the Protestant martyrs that were burnt.
In the high street, men, women and children, all innocents. And then off goes Cliff to do its own round and up the hill past this church. Come the other bonfire societies. I mean, it's quite something to see. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter. You know, in my second year I was burned in effigy. Burned, but I mean, they burn anyone and everyone now, Mrs. Thatcher.
And yeah, we saw the Queen with her England football shirt.
The greatest strength of this vast country is its cultural complexity.
Bin Laden.
Guy Fawkes and
Catsby. Bush, George Bush this year.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've accomplished much in the last year.
The whole thing is terribly mixed up. And of course with the original Pope.
Demonstrated that.
Was it Paul the Fifth?
The quest cannot be suppressed.
And I don't like hearing hundreds of people, if not thousands, shouting burn the Pope as they set fire to the Pope.
Within the society, there are Protestants and Catholics in each society.
They also have mock bishops who stand up and preach what they call bonfire sermons. Now this
I don't like. Reminds me very much of, the Kristallnacht before the war, when the Nazis were marching against the Jews.
Now, bonfire now is tradition. It is not a religious thing. Not a religious thing.
And they all have a lot of horned helmets, not actual swastikas. I've seen those. The burning crosses.
Fire! I'll take you to burn.
Guy Fawkes.
It was his intent
to blow up the king and the parliament. 70 barrels of powder below.
Poor old England to overthrow.
Some of the Sussex societies in December have a carol service in Uckfield where the banners are blown.
They always put up a big banner, no popery, right across the street.
Where the banners are blessed. Sussex Bonfire and Carnival Association.
They do not want it called Carnival.
Carnival. To which we the borough belong. And I'm not sure now whether any other societies from Lewes do actually belong to
it. For me, and a lot of people have said this to me, not characterised by fun.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Away, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time.
Not characterised by fun. And I think that's associated with the old Protestant elements of killjoyism, really, kind of Calvinism. And, they want to make it a rather serious commemorative event whereby Catholicism is downed. And they are upped, if you like.
I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter.
By God's providence, he was catched.
With a dark lantern and burning match.
Holler, boys, holler, boys.
Rings, bells, ring.
Holler, boys, holler, boys.
God save the king.
Lewes is the last place from which the Druids were driven. And they were not very nice people.
Well, I was told there was this amazing pagan festival.
I mean, they were... You know, they sacrificed people and so forth. They were very deeply immersed in fire rites.
The Zulus were good,
Their worship was very mixed up.
Where I didn't really know what to expect. So I got told there's going to be lots of explosions.
I think if you think of early people, just sort of out of pagan times, learning to be Christian, I think there's a very uneasy relationship between the practices of the old pagans and the new light of Christianity.
It is now 9:30. I think the processions took about 3 hours to work their way through the streets in Lewes.
Didn't have a clue what they were doing, they just kept walking up and down the street.
I told them once I had a rain stick, an African rain stick, and it had 3 grades, light showers, heavy rain, and monsoon. And I'll pray for monsoon if they don't keep away.
But it stopped raining.
What a love.